Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Let's talk, Arlene, about being action-oriented. And I know what you mean about this, because you can get into that place as a mom where it's like, I'm going to count to 100.
Right. You know what I mean? I'm still counting.
Yes. So talk about being action-oriented.
And I want to, your listeners to know that although I strive to be very good at this, just yesterday my children were saying, you know, when daddy says something, it means to do it. But when mommy says something, it's a warning. And I was like, oh, no, I have to get better at this myself. You know, and it's just this whole idea that we can talk and talk and talk, and we want to give that second chance, but many times it is the action that counts. You know, Dr. Kevin Lehman talked about how you can say, okay, I'm going to let you go this time, but don't do it again. But what does that child hear? You can do that again, because I just let you go. You know, the action is going to win out over the words. And so for us to realize, what are some actions that we can do to show that we mean what we say? So for instance, in our home, one of the problems we have is at breakfast over the green smoothie. You'd be so delighted that I'm serving spinach in my children's smoothies, you know. But they just, well, the girls will just sit there like they have all the time in the world. And it's like, we need to get to school. We need to get going. And we'll talk till we're blue in the face. Please start your smoothie. Come on, let's go. You've got 5 minutes. Come on. And we realize, why are we talking so much? We need actions. And so for my daughter, the fourth grader, it's, okay, I guess you didn't want to have your smoothie. Mommy will be dressing you today. And I don't dress her in anything embarrassing, but it's not what she chose. And at this stage, she wants to choose. And then for Lucy, when she was younger and wasn't going to school yet, I would say, okay, well, I guess you're not hungry. I'll go ahead and put that in the fridge, and you're not going to have any snacks. And then at lunchtime, you'll be seeing that again. And so they were actions. They weren't all these words. And so when you think about your children and the, you know, the same problems you keep having over and over each day, think of what are actions that will speak to them instead of using words. Use the least amount of words possible when giving a command, and then try to enforce more so with action than with words.
Excellent advice. Okay, prayerful. You touched on this, but say a bit more about it if you would.
You know, one thing I have absolutely loved is being part of a Moms in Prayer group, and it's momsinprayer.org, founded by Fern Nichols, who I interviewed for the book. And 35 years ago, she was terrified that her son was going into junior high, and that terror had led her to pray with one other mom for their kids and their school, and that led to a worldwide movement of moms in 140 countries and counting. And the mission's very simple: 2 praying moms for every school. And so I have been praying since my, now he's in sixth grade. I started praying for him in first grade. And all it means, sometimes it's just myself and another woman. Sometimes it's a handful of women. And we pray God's word specifically over our child and over their school. We get these sheets from Moms in Prayer. So it gives us a prayer guide, so we don't have to prepare for it in any way. And it's 1 hour every week that they're in school that we're praying for them. And I cannot tell you the difference it is knowing that I have prayed for my child by name, and God is guarding over them, watching over them. And we've seen God's favor so much. A quick example, when my son was in first grade, you know, it's a big public school of 1,200 kids, and we prayed together, please help Ethan find a Christian friend. The very next day, he comes home as a first grader and says, Mom, a boy was singing at recess a Christian song, and I asked him if he was a Christian, and he said, yes, and Mom, he's in my class. And what a pleasure to say, Ethan, we just prayed about that yesterday, that God would bring you a Christian friend. And you will see your prayers answered over and over again. And I think there's added power when you pray with other moms.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.